The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding, and thank you for choosing to spend some time with me here today. And I think we have made it through. Forecast as of this Monday is they might have a little bit of flurries on Saturday, but then we're going to be mid-March, and I would think that we're, well, you know, through with this winter, which is great. It's really funny because, you know, again, the world in fast forward happens faster and faster as you get older. And my dad told me that a long time ago. And boy, it's sure true. I mean, I can't believe that this is 2026 and we're almost a quarter of the way through the year. Yeah, so, you know, with my oldest, Sydney, going off to college, she's going off to Mizzou in the fall. And my youngest, Madison, is going to be a sophomore. And, you know, the interesting thing, there's a lot of hate about the phones and the fact that you can sort of mention something and then you are shown an ad on it. And it's really very Orwellian. If you remember back when they used to have us read 1984 in school, how terrifying it was to be monitored all the time. And now we're voluntarily doing it. And I guess the big difference is that so far the government has not, gone in and started to prosecute people for things that they say to each other in conversations at their home. But I mean, the infrastructure is set up for that. And that's what's the most terrifying thing to me, is that it would take nothing to flip a switch and say, well, this person said this at home and this is an illegal thing to say. You know, anyway, I digress. But as much as I hate all that, there are some things that are kind of cool about the phones, and that is that the photos that pop up, and sometimes they put them in the nice little presentations and has a little music, but it'll pop up, you know, pictures of my daughters when they were 3 and 5 and 8 and 10 and with their puppies. And oh man, it's a crazy time this time, because I mean, I counted weekends with my daughter the other day, how many she has left. She's 21 weekends left with us before she moves off, and she's like, that's a lot. I said, well, that sounds like a lot maybe when you're 17, but when you're 56, like 21 weekends, man, that's literally a blink of an eye. So yeah, we obviously, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is that as you get older, the years go faster and faster, but I assume it continues to progress in that same manner. And no matter what I try to do to slow it down, it doesn't seem to slow down. I mean, I feel like I'm busy. Obviously busy all during the week, and I feel like I'm very busy on the weekends all the time. I wonder how that will be when both my girls are gone. I don't know if that'll be more relaxing or if there'll be more things that hit that I need to take care of. But we shall see. But it's all been a fun journey. It's been a great, it has been. Well, it has been, and it is now, and it's going to be. It's, I think when you get to the point where you're just about, I don't want to say done raising, but the kids are done living with you, so there's a part of they're pretty well raised, right? So, I mean, even though you're going to continue on and give them advice and probably give them money and probably all those things, certainly they're in college. It is. It's a big life transition, and it's pretty interesting. And the key, you know, is to continue to enjoy life all the way through. And, of course, I still have, even when they're gone, I will still have my career, mostly because they're going to be in college, so I'll still be working. at least 6 more years. Yeah, but anyway, it's springtime finally, and again, you know, that the reason for this show is to help people improve their health. And of course, I'm an orthopedic surgeon, so it's mostly focused on your musculoskeletal health, as I've talked about. However, none of your organ systems are in isolation. I mean, if you smoke, it hurts your heart. Everybody knows that, right? It also hurts your joints. It hurts, obviously, your lungs and everything else. It hurts your cardiovascular system. And if you exercise, it helps all of them. So it's like exercise is the opposite of smoking. If you exercise, and especially if you can manage to lose some weight on top of that, then you're really cruising. I had a woman in my office today, and she's 90, and she fell and broke her hip a couple months ago, and we fixed her up, and she just walked in and was able to sit straight up or stand straight up out of her chair, and she said she's trying to get back to walking a mile a day. And I said, well, that's it. That's why you have recovered the way you have. That's why you're as healthy as you are. It is the case that people who walk are just healthier than people that don't. And you know, you can take that at any age. If you're not doing any exercise at all and you add walking, you're probably adding years to your life. You're certainly adding to what is called the health span. So nowadays we talk about is health span. So health span is the number of years where you're healthy and active. And of course, you're never going to be at 75 like you were at 20. That's just not realistic because your body is aging. But the question is, how are you at 75 or how are you going to be at 75? You know, that's the question. And if you're healthy at an older age, then you have an increased health span. And the way to do that, number 1, 2, and 3, is diet and exercise. I know that's only 2. We'll count diet twice and exercise once, because if you have a poor diet, you can go out and walk a mile and you come back and eat a piece of pie and some ice cream, and then you might as well have not walked a mile. As a matter of fact, you'd be better to not eat the pie and not walk the mile. But if you can eat, you know, as a treat, maybe you have something healthier, like a cup of yogurt or something. And I think what it comes down to is, if you can get your mind wrapped around that every decision about what you put into your body is, it's a long-term bet on your health. So if you're eating a lot of sugar, primarily, the sugar is the worst. Processed sugar, candy bars, cookies, pies. And I know some people say, oh, I love all that stuff. And you know what? And there's probably some people out there that look fit as a fiddle and feel fit as a fiddle, and their doctor tells them they're fit as a fiddle and they're 85 and they eat, you know, a bowl of ice cream and a piece of pie every night. That's what we call a genetic anomaly, okay? That's not normal. It's not normal. And I think in addition to that, you have to look at portion size, right? And figure out a way to get... So I ran across this video the other day. I said that at McDonald's, a regular Coke in the 1970s, because it was talking about, it's just the video starts out and it's talking about, oh, look, here are multiple scenes from the 1970s, and you just didn't see overweight people. And I remember that. I mean, I remember there really weren't a lot of overweight people. As a matter of fact, I was overweight starting in seventh grade. So I never thought about my weight and wasn't heavy until seventh grade. And what happened was my mom and I moved down to Oklahoma. I didn't know anybody. I didn't go out and play. I sat around and watched TV and ate crap food all day, and I gained a bunch of weight. Well, surprise, surprise. And, you know, I got treated poorly because of it a lot. There weren't a lot of overweight kids in the school. And now half the school is overweight, right? And that would bear out the statistics. Well, a regular Coke at McDonald's was 7 ounces back then. So they don't even make a 7 ounce Coke anymore. So, you know, it was talking about that we're basically eating a lot of the same food. And here's what I think. So the fast food has gone from, I mean, we would eat McDonald's once a month, and that was about it when I was young. Maybe Kentucky Fried Chicken once. We'd go a couple times a month, we would have fast food when I was young, talking 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Mom would cook every night. Well, as things got different and you go to the two income families and mom's out working and then comes home, it's just a lot easier nowadays to just order something or grab something, right? So we're eating out more, and what we're eating when we eat out is larger portions. So what was a treat for us has become a staple, and the portions have increased dramatically in size. And even the plate sizes, the average plate sizes in America, now I don't know how they got the statistic, it might be total BS, I'm not sure. But they said that the manufacturing of plates, that the plates themselves have become bigger. Now, I'm not sure, but I will tell you that when you go to another country like Spain, so I went to Spain a couple years ago with my daughters, and, you know, obviously I don't eat a lot of carbs, and I think carbs are one of the problems, and I think American wheat in particular, and I don't think this, I know that American wheat in particular has been hybridized so that it will have two growing seasons per year, whereas the wheat they use in Europe is not. It's the old, it's the Red Fife and the, I can't remember the name of the other ones, but it's that same old grains. Well, you go to Spain and there's just bread and cookies in little shops everywhere and vending machines with bread. Not a lot of candy bars, though. I will tell you, they're not a lot of candy bars. But when you order something, the portions are smaller. You go to a restaurant and the plate is smaller and the food on it is smaller. And, you know, I think it's interesting because, you know, you have the Mounjaro and the GLP-1s. And the whole idea of that is to hormonally tell your body, both hormonally and physically, because it does slow down your gastric emptying, to tell your body that you're full. But you know what else they do in those other countries that we are not so good at, is they slow down, and the meal is a process and it's an event. And if you sit down to eat, it's a half hour to an hour. There is no sitting down for 10 minutes and eating. And I'm guilty of that myself. Listen, I'm a fast eater. A lot of that has to do with when I was a resident. We worked 100 plus hours a week, no exaggeration. And, you know, you just didn't have time to eat. Just grabbed whatever you could and ate as quickly as you could. But if you can think on a day-to-day, you know, think of it like you're saving money. You know, if you save $5 today, I got $5. But if you save $5 every day, well, after the first year, you know, you're going to have 365 times five. So what, that's $2,000+. And then if you get a little bit of interest on that, and then you do it the next year and the next year, well, you know, in a few years, you got some money, right? There's only $5 a day. Well, it's the same thing when you eat. You know, if you eat just a little bit less and a little bit better and exercise a little bit more every day, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to do a full giant lifestyle change. That works for me because I kind of live in extremes, I guess, is so that's worked for me. And I'm still maintaining. And like I said, we've talked about that. I've switched over from weightlifting to swimming. And, but I'm still doing a little bit of kettlebells, and I'm going to do some sprints on this beautiful day today. But I have to think about all the time, okay, slow it down here. You know, let's just relax. Let's talk a little bit in between bites, and let's just make this meal an enjoyable get together with the family. Although nowadays we get together at my mom's house on Sunday nights for dinner, but we don't have a lot of sit down dinners at our house because everybody's so busy all the time. I guess my point is, you know, it's springtime. It's a time of renewal. Get outside. Get some vitamin D on you. If you are able to, you can get outside with your shirt off. If you're able to do that, get a little bit extra sun on you and exercise, and then eat a little bit better. Go to the farmers markets, go support the farmers markets, and go buy some healthy food at the farmers market. Now, they also have unhealthy food at the farmers markets, but, you know, use this springtime as a time to renew your health, because, you know, it's certainly true that if you have a bad knee and I fix your knee, that you can get healthier. But you can also be so unhealthy that you're not able to get a new knee. And so I would say, in addition to what else I was saying there, as far as, you know, you need to get out and walk. If your real reason that you're not exercising is because your knee or your hip hurts, get in to see an orthopedic surgeon, because they can do something for you. Wherever you live here in Iowa, you know, I know that this show gets most of the state of Iowa. So, you know, you don't have to come see me. Go see somebody, though, because the business of an orthopedic surgeon is to get you mobile. And that's the key that I was getting at today, is if you're not mobile, you're not going to be healthy. You know, there's always the wild exceptions, but everybody that I have seen in my entire practice, this started when I was practicing in Hawaii, this little town, and I just noticed that everybody that was over 75 was walking, unless they were really unhealthy. And then, of course, they were kind of coming in wheelchairs and stuff like that. But the people who walked themselves in and were vibrant and were able to just take care of themselves, they all walked. At least some of them rode bikes, and some of them even Hawaii, some of them even surfed. But it's a, you know, it's a message that I think can't be told too many times. Your health is, for most people who don't have a disease of some kind, your health is what you're making it. And it's easier for some people, and it's harder for some. I'm in the harder camp. It's harder for me both mentally and physically. It's harder for me to eat better and eat slower and all that stuff. Man, I love pizza. I could eat pizza 4 times a week, you know, but I haven't had a piece of pizza. I have had the toppings off some pizzas, but I haven't had a whole piece of pizza. I don't remember last time. Well, maybe last year towards the end of the year when I was getting ready to go back to my stricter carnivore, which is where I am now. If you need that kind of regimentation like I need, pick a diet. You know, there's lots of healthy different ways out there to get on a program that's very rigid, if that's kind of how, like for me, what I notice is there's just so many times I'm just not eating when I walk by something and, oh, there's a bag of chips. Well, I'm not going to grab a handful of it. You know why? Because I don't eat chips. I mean, I might go grab a beef stick, but that's not nearly as bad for you. So, but there's just so much, like when you're walking through the office, oh my gosh, the hospital is, there's always treats at every nurse's station and, you know, everywhere, not out in the about, but, you know, back where all the nurses go in the OR, in the lounge where we go, there's always treats, and sometimes they're healthy, but most of the time they're not. And all of those things that I'm not eating is because I don't eat those things. So I only eat meat and cheese and eggs. But that doesn't have to be what you do. Just pick a thing and understand that it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. Just like anything else in your life, it's going to be worth it to take good care of your health. And you can talk to your doctor. I mean, if you think the GLP-1s like the Mounjaro are the way to go, then talk to your doctor about that. But it's springtime, and you should get out there, enjoy this wonderful, beautiful weather we're having, and make yourself healthier, and have a plan for it. And if you're the type of person who say, you know what, I'm just going to eat a little less and eat a little less of the bad stuff, and then do it. But it seems like most people aren't able to do that, so just figure out a way. But with that, that'll be my health talk for the week, and I'll be back, and you have a blessed week.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.